This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I don't want to be in your. I don't want to be in your British hell.
I don't want to be in your new order hell. Look at the EU Commission. Merkel threatening the UK not to leave. Merkel warns the UK of isolation if Brexit, exit camp wins vote. Talk about walking corpses, unholy living dead. Hillary's this low-energy goblin zombie, and you look at her followers. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't care what color they are. They look like a bunch of reanimated dead people. David Knight's coming up to honcho the rest of the broadcast, the next segment, but I'll take calls. I'm going to stay with him and, you know, go for a while. I did a two-hour workout yesterday, and I did like an hour one this morning, and it killed me. And so when I'm low energy and struggling, I'm just going to keep going. That's the answer. Just keep going until you find the other side of that. But my low energy days are most people's high energy days. That's kind of bad for folks going to be around me all day, though. But stealth laws attack privacy and travel. That's coming up. Has Facebook become a black hat hacker? Absolutely. Newly disclosed CDC biolab failures, likely a screenplay for a disaster movie. Autonomous cars, smart highways, and the road to serfdom. La Raza, groomed by globalists. We're going to get to all this coming up. But the big thing is the attack on free speech with the EU Commission that's unelected announcing what it's going to do. But let's talk to Social Justice Warrior. That's SJW from California to hear what they have to say. I'm told they disagree with everything. So go ahead. Are you able to talk? Can you talk?
Let's see if we can have a cogent conversation without you making ad hominem attacks.
There is no way you're a social justice warrior. You're actually able to talk. Is this a fake phone call?
We're already starting with your ad hominem attacks.
Okay, we're not in debate class, brother. Hillary gave the missile fingers to the communist Chinese. Okay, I mean, you support a traitor. Go ahead.
Stop, Alex.
Let me sound real smart. Go ahead. Tell me how the cow ate the cabbage.
I'm really honestly going to ask you a question. If you can stop talking for 25 seconds, I will send you $500.
Go ahead. Well, let's see what you have to say.
Start the clock, Alex. You know, Alex, one thing I've got to say to you is that you are part of the problem, not part of the solution. Clearly, you have gotten into bed with Fox News and Tucker Carlson and the Donald Trump camp and the Larry Nichols and the snake oil sales that you do. It's clearly an operation. What I'd like to ask you is, Alex, who are you really working for? Because you're clearly not working for the people.
Is that your 25 seconds? You've got a couple seconds left. You talk about ad hominem attacks. You're not getting into politics or issues or any of it. There are a lot of people in a controlled media climate like Tucker Carlson who would get fired if he came out against the globalist over the years. And I've steadily seen him get better. So I want to win a war. And I've had dinner with him and know him personally, and he's a patriot. And he's done as much as he could, and he's getting better as liberty rises. I have had Fox News offer me multiple TV shows. Multiple television programs asked Mancal Muller and refused, and they couldn't believe it that I would not take them. So that's a fact. They want me to fly every weekend to New York and tape a show that'd be on Sunday. No way. Now, if they were here in Austin and I could say what I wanted, yeah, I'd be on Fox News and I'd make the point that Fox is changing. We've won. You know, we've taken over. So I'm going to hold you over because I want to flesh this out with you because we're going under world government. The EU's trying to censor people's speech. All this stuff's happening, and you make it about Alex Jones. Who am I oppressing? Who am I going after other than the classic leftist attack? I'm surprised you didn't throw in the Koch brothers. But now because they're openly against Trump, you can't say that. So, he works for the Koch brothers. Really, I haven't seen one red snip from these people. So it's just all this pseudo-intellectual little bag of tricks. Oh, I've thrown in with the Bill of Rights Buster. We'll be back.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along.
Oh, I love
the
that
voice of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
You know, I'm not gay, and I'm not bi-curious. And I'm not attracted to men, but I am attracted to George Strait's voice. I would marry George Strait's voice. Just have it in a bottle and be my... I'm joking. It's a joke. But I do love George Strait. We're going to have fun with that in the tabloids. Let's hear a little bit more of George Strait. That rises my soul.
Amarillo by morning.
Up from San Antonio.
Up from San Antonio.
Jimi Hendrix, too. I'd marry Jimi Hendrix's voice.
Everything that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine.
You know, my daughter, older daughter, she heard that like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago when she was little, and she goes, she'd already been reading, and she'd read some article in Texas Monthly about George Strait, and she goes, he sold more than the Beatles. What do you mean he doesn't have a dime, but what he's got is mine? And I said, sweetheart, he didn't write that song. It's about a rodeoer out of San Antonio who doesn't have anything. And so that's not George Strait talking, but George Strait would probably tell you that all he's got is being an honorable, good person. I don't know folks that know George Strait. They say he's as good as it gets. And I could kick myself one time. I was invited to a birthday party that Ace of the Hole was playing at, and I didn't go. It's like 100 people. George Strait was there for 2 hours. I'm not a stalker, but I tell you, I really wanted to kick myself in the butt over that one. Okay, enough fanboy stuff about George Strait. But he does just live in between Austin and San Antonio. He's got a ranch out there and his family ranch south of Austin. The great part is he comes from a ranching family, the whole nine yards, and is pure Americana. But you know what? I don't have a dime, but what I got is mine. I've got some money saved trying to run this operation for a while. If they pulled everything out on us, I've got a backup, not much of one. But I understand what it means. I don't have a dime, but what I got is mine. All we have is our freedoms and our integrity and our ancestors and our children. And we're being robbed of that and being turned into a bunch of zombies. And that's what makes me angry. And I was talking to a social justice warrior who's a rare, if I just cared about ratings, because all I like to do is warn folks about the New World Order and kind of act like a honking goose half the time, repeating some of the same stuff. And I apologize because the technocracy, the eugenicists, at the end of the day, what really matters other than the master plan? Hey, the folks running things are out to get us and are really evil. And here they are. And let's do dossiers on each one, which we've done from Soros right down the line. Then it doesn't matter what they're doing grassroots or how they spin it. You know somebody is evil who's in control. The devil is at the wheel. That's what I'm getting at. And I really believe in freedom. I really believe in private property and family and the Second Amendment, the right to follow whatever religion you want or not to. I'm a liberal. I'm a Thomas Jefferson lover. Again, I'm not gay, but I would marry the Bill of Rights. Is the Bill of Rights male, though? All right, I'm going to stop that joke. It's crazy. It's crazy to sit here and to know I'm genuine and to know I'm honorable and to know I'm true and to see the mainstream media, the globalists, the attack dogs, all of them, all they ever try to do is to say, I'm a fraud. When I was on the BBC like 3-4 years ago on their big Sunday morning show, biggest show in the country, I forget the name of it, it's what the big morning show is with the top host. And there was a member of Bilderberg at the meeting coming in next, and I blow up at him and say, this isn't a game, it's not a joke, they say I'm crazy. We go to break. They go, okay, you leave. I stop yelling. They got security guards, they're about to grab me, and I walk out nicely. They go on air and they say, well, then I videotaped the Bilderberg guy actually and have a conversation, but that was a minute later, sorry. He was coming out of the bathroom. Look, you saw it on YouTube. So I started taping as soon as I left. In fact, thank God, he went on air and lied like 3 minutes later after break and said that I had announced it's all fake, I don't mean any of this, I'm a fraud. Well, I started recording actually during the show. That's right, so I was still going. So we put that clip up on YouTube where you actually see me get up, then in my face, I leave, the Bilderberg guy's coming in, we get that on tape. I talked about this yesterday, how I tape these encounters so they can't set me up. And that's what they did with Katie Couric, so she couldn't set them up. See, people don't, we now know they're evil. We now don't just lay there and let the wolves attack. And once you get that mindset, it's game over. We'll kick their butt all day. And he got up on TV and he said, Alex Jones just said to us, he's a liar and he's a fake and doesn't mean any of it. And even the right-wing guy that was attacking me on there claiming, because I don't want all these wars and I'm this big liberal, that was their attack over there. He wouldn't agree with the guy. He's like, isn't that true? The host said. The guy was like, and that's what they do. They say, you're not real. They call into doubt, hoping you're stupid. Hoping that when they say Donald Trump said he hates Jews, I want to play that clip in a moment of those kids. I'm going to bring David down here in a moment. It's incredible. It's like because they think you're dumb, they're just hoping you have doubt. Don't have any doubt. Donald Trump didn't say he hates Jews. Find the clip. Obama said it was free under Obamacare. And he said you keep your doctor. That was all lies. It doesn't matter what social justice warrior says. Okay? It doesn't matter. My family was, and I'm proud of this, literally at the heart of starting the Texas Revolution. on my mom's side. We raised Colonel Travis's son. On my dad's side, the Revolutionary War. Both sides of my family on the Mayflower. I'm so proud of my ancestors. They were just, almost all of them were just these awesome, super badass patriots. And you sit there and you call in and you tell me I'm not for real, and that I'm an operation. You don't make me sad because you attack my good name. You make me sad because you're such a dishonorable coward. And you're not going to win. You understand that? No matter what you do. I intend to win. We're going to take the country back. And our ideas will end up being on national television in the end. They're even saying that in the New York Times. They're panicking. Freedom trumps all your garbage all day. And I don't mean that as a pun. And I don't completely trust Trump. But he knows which way the wind's blowing. Bare minimum. And I think he's good at heart. You don't have to be perfect, but man, who wants to gut the country and make everybody poor? So you can all be equally miserable. So I want to go to Eric and Josh and Jeff and Chris and all of it. This guy, these people are always just saying he'll make statements now. Let me talk. Are you going to let me now, Alex? Because he craves the control. So they want you poured under their control so they dole out and tell their OCD and they tell you how everything runs. Don't tell me how to behave. Don't tell me what to do. Don't do all your little OCD clicks and ticks. Just make your counter statements for 60 seconds or longer if you'd like. Mr. Social Justice Warrior, go ahead.
3 hours of you talking about the fake left-right paradigm, followed by 10 minutes of commercials, richmoney.rich.com, snake oil commercials, products that I've ordered that don't work. You are the epitome, Mr. Jones, of a charlatan. You're leading, you're actually leading sheep to the chessboard. That's all you're doing. And now that you've really shown your true colors by climbing into bed with the likes of people like, oh, let's see, Donald Trump, Larry Nichols, et cetera, you have shown your hand to be what you are, Alex, a true fraudster. You're just in it for the money. I mean, your whole staging, your whole marketing, your whole presentation with your suits and you're just, you know, all of the money that you've made it on the ignorance of the audience that tunes into you every day.
All right.
You say the same
thing. I'm going to respond to you now. You talk for 1 minute. You understand how local affiliates and radio works. There are network ads. There are local ads. There are syndication ads. There's like 4 or 5 different types of ads, depending on how you're listening. Okay? So I hear that ad you mentioned all over national radio. It's a national buy. It's on the network. And I have been offered those type of sponsors. I don't take them. When you hear it, it's my voice or one of my reporters, and I absolutely love X2. When I'm having allergies or coughing, I mean, Lung Cleanse works great for me. On third-party sites, it's got 5-star reviews by the hundreds and hundreds. So, absolutely, I am proud that we open up a shop to promote freedom and fund ourselves. Then they sent founding fathers over to France and sit there at parties and beg and sell little American flags to try to get money for the revolution. Most revolutionaries, you know, rob banks and stuff. In some revolutions, people have their wives whore out, and people see that as honorable. In some revolutions, I wouldn't do that. So, you know, we're not having our wives at a brothel to fund this. We're not robbing banks. We're like selling air purifiers and water purifiers that if you're not using, you're nuts, that I personally use. I'm going to skip this network break here. And you don't say where my politics are wrong. Larry Nichols is scum. Larry Nichols, if you don't know who he is, never talks about it. I know people that were in the military at the time. He was a Green Beret officer who fought communists all over Latin America and Africa and was highly decorated and was sent by the CIA to basically be embedded with the Clintons, because Clinton was CIA, and prepare him for the governorship. And that guy, when the Clintons started killing kids, he went public and they tried to kill him. And you know, the guy, it's like Christ is on the cross, and he's got, you know, the thief and the murderer beside him. I forget which one it is. And, you know, one of them apologizes and repents, and God felt it and said, "You'll be with me in paradise tonight." And he sits there with Larry Nichols calling him a charlatan, when I happen to know that there have been times when he's supposed to be on the show, and he is, they're there with defibrillators. That guy has been died. Okay, he didn't want to talk about it. I am. That guy has been dying lately, and they're in there defibrillating him to get back up and fight, and you sit there and you call him a wimp when you're nothing. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what your deal is, but I'm sick of it. You sit there and you say someone that's challenged the Clinton crime machine is a piece of filth. I'm gonna ask questions. Do you, social justice warrior, do you support Hillary Rodham Clinton? Because you don't like people that don't like her.
How long are you going to support the Jewish Zionist paradigm, Alex?
Oh, my God. Go ahead. Tell me about the Jews. Go ahead. You have 60 seconds.
How long are you going to hide behind the 10,000-pound elephant in the room? When are you going to talk about, instead of calling people globalists, Alex, why don't you spell it out for your audience? It's Jewish Zionist. David Duke handed your ass in a can. And you did all, the only thing that you did was sit there and try to derail this man, as you've tried to derail me now. And as you've tried to insinuate that I just called Larry Nichols a charlatan, I called you specifically a charlatan, Mr. Jones.
No, you said bad people like Larry Nichols. Oh, listen, stop right there, stop right there. I went and interviewed Louis Farrakhan to really try to have a real interview. And he was genuine and real, even though I don't agree with some of the things he said. And so he talked 90% of the time. David Duke, we timed it out, talked almost 70% of the time and bitched and whined the whole time that I wasn't letting him talk when I was trying to bring up eugenics and how we're all being targeted by this, things like Gardasil. And he didn't want that. Okay? And so he didn't want access to my audience to try to have a real discussion, or his supporters didn't. And, man, I have people tell me I'm Jewish and that I get orders from Israel and that I get Jewish money, and none of it's true. And you act like you're on some high and mighty, or the Koch brothers, or the Catholic Church. I've had all these mentally ill groups. I fund myself selling products and having a few sponsors that are mine and that I endorse. It's just crazy that there are a lot of black people that have been brainwashed and are racist and weird, who hate me. I don't hate other black people because some black people are weird. There are a lot of weird white people that hate me. I mean, I'm so hated by the white supremacist people because they're so government connected and run. That's come out so many times. Because they want to brand the anti-globalism movement as anti-black, anti-Hispanic, anti-Jew. And that's a management tactic by the big media to make it all that. Is there a Jewish mafia that's involved in it, heavily involved, commanding many parts of it, like Sumner Redstone? Absolutely. And I just come in and say globalism attacks everybody, and we should come together against it. And most Jews aren't part of the Jewish mafia, and there's all sorts of other mafias involved. This is a eugenics, scientific, technocracy system at the top. It uses all these other paradigms of management. And so I'm my own person. And so I choose not to bash Protestants, Catholics, Jews, anybody. The Pope comes out and says Christ, you know, was like ISIS and we should be ashamed of our Christian roots. Or I think he said horrified by it or whatever it was. And I'm like, that is an anti-Christian statement. This man is evil. By his own words, he is blasphemous. Okay? I love Catholics. They're good people. I love the Jews I know in my life. My whole life have just been really smart, cool people. My dad has friends, you know. One guy's a geologist. Friend from college. We went on these long geology trips when I was a kid in Big Bend and Texas and Arizona, and just really smart and cool and nice and cared about, you know, all I've ever had is Jews I knew that were nice and were actually there and intellectual, wanted to help me. Okay, then I see these evil people that happen to be Jewish up there. Those people that sold out, you know, somebody like Alan Greenspan was like a Ron Paul in the 60s and 70s. He was writing books. He was writing white papers about the Federal Reserve and how it was private and evil and go back to gold or the New World Order. They bought him out like Anakin Skywalker, and he became Darth Vader. So, again, it's just crazy. It's like Italians. It's like, I'm not going to hire Italians because there's an Italian mafia and, you know, 0.1% of Italians are in a mafia. It's just idiotic. I made a film I produced called Fabled Enemies about criminal elements of Israel and their involvement in 9/11 that was the most hardcore out there, and it made the Jew haters 50 times madder. I made a film, Terror Storm, that had a section on Gulf of Tonkin, but also sectioned a bunch of other false flags like the USS Liberty. It made the Jew haters just seethe. They said, no, no one else does false flags. Jews. No, there's evil Jews, there's good Jews. There's good Germans, there's bad Germans. There's good Chinese, there's bad Chinese. There's good Mexicans, there's bad Mexicans. You judge a tree by its fruits, and you guys just fall back because you're better than anybody. You can just say someone works for the Jews and sit back and be moral and be superior, like a social justice warrior, that you're just like them. That's why you called yourself that today. You didn't say, I am a person that believes in a Jewish conspiracy. You'd have been put on air. We let you guys on, and we don't screen your calls. But you said you were a social justice warrior, and out of their mouths, out of the mouths of babes, you will hear truth. You're right. They're just like, they show up and they scream, you're a racist, you hate Mexicans, or white guys. You hate Jews, like these little Jewish kids saying that Donald Trump hates Jews. It's the exact same thing. You can't even see it. You're not an intellectual. You're a pseudo-intellectual who lines up these things that makes you feel like you've got all the answers. I mean, you can sit there and read all these things about Jews running this and Jews running that, and then just project it onto Jews as if they weren't there, your whole world would be okay. Sumner Redstone hates the fact that I attack him for his anti-family activities, and don't point out that he is a super hardcore racist Jew. But old-fashioned Judaism was just like every other group saying our group's the best, everybody else is filth. That's tribalism. But I don't dislike Sumner Redstone because he's an old Jewish guy. I dislike him because he's anti-human. See, this is the spirit of the people we face, not their cover. And you think you're looking deeper, you're not. And all these anti-Semitic people that are into all this stuff, I know they overproject that and demonize, and the Israeli lobby's out of control. I cover it all. I talk about the Chinese lobby, the Saudi Arabian lobby, the Israeli lobby being out of control. Stop trying to run our country. And they go, you piece of filth, Jones. He was covering up for the Jews today when he talked about Israel and their lobby and how it's a little out of control. No, it's all out of control, Alex. So, look, it's about you being in the winning club. You're the purist. You're the good man. So just say goodnight to the bad guy. Go ahead, tell me I work for the Jews. Go ahead, social justice warrior. Get yourself a gold star over at Stormfront.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
You spend 10 minutes, and you don't give the caller a chance to even interject.
To spew some more false allegations? You're the ones making the allegations. You're not worried about the New World Order. You're worried I'm working for the Jews over here because I'm promoting free market and family and Second Amendment and religious rights and sovereignty. Oh, my God. I'm so bad. What is it I'm doing that's bad? Tell me what I'm doing that isn't promoting freedom. Tell me. Other than I work for the Jews. Tell me. I'm waiting.
You're not.
The truth is, I have the Jewish lobby constantly attacking me my whole career. That's the truth. But you're over here saying I work for these people, so explain it to me. Go ahead. Explain it to me right now.
You have Jewish lobbies attacking you, Alex? For goodness sakes, give me a darn break. What you're doing is trying to obfuscate and confuse your audience.
Globalist lobbies. There's lots of lobbies. Well, what do you mean? The fact is, the mainstream media attacks me, calls me anti-Semitic. Okay, I'm done talking to you. I mean, you just hear that guy. He listens to his own voice. Just give me a break, Alex.
I got to chime in here real quick.
Yeah. Go ahead, John. I'm bringing. And by the way, David Knight doesn't mind. He knows doing the fourth hour. Some days I take over. He loves it. Everyone's like, hey, we were returning here, David Knight, or Paul Watson. What are you doing taking over? I can do a fourth hour every day. I don't have the energy every day. These guys are smarter than I am in many respects, so we all augment each other. It's like some days I can't do the show. He does the whole show. So David is good. Right, David? I don't even know if he's still in the studio in there. David, you ready to come in?
Yeah, I can't bear to listen to people like that. You know, trolls.
Oh, so you left the room. I'm sorry.
No, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, you're awesome. But explain to folks that I'm not, like, meanly taking over the show. You know that, right?
That's right. And I've worked for Alex for 4 years. I know what Alex is, and I know he's not a sellout. He is totally in this. I wouldn't even be here if you weren't in the fight for liberty, Alex, and pouring everything that you get back into this operation, not because you want to make money. When we had the attack at Sandy Hook, you were shutting down commercials, skipping commercial breaks left and right, not plugging anything that you sell, not letting any other commercials on.
Because I can't help
that information out. Exactly. I've watched you for 4 years, And I don't really have any patience to listen to these David Duke Nazis. I'm from the South. I've heard the Ku Klux Klan before. They're full of it, and I don't have the time to
listen
to these
guys. Let's come
back
and talk about it. And then John, I've never seen John Harmon want to just jump in randomly up in Minnesota, so let's hear from him. Yeah, no, I've been at the Dairy Queen when I'm 16 with a cute local girl and had guys pull in with four trucks and get out and go, "We're going to beat your butt, Yankee, because you're with a good-looking girl, and we're in a county that my family basically founded."
Yeah.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you what it is about all these weird camps, and Larry Nichols was talking about this earlier when he was on about how to defeat the globalists. We got to come together around basic sovereignty, basic free market, basic rights, due process. And he said, well, there's all these groups that want to bully you into being into their little pet project. And I mean, I'm just like, I remember like, it's like 13 years ago, I got a call and then an email. It's like, you will expose the Black Pope and that the Jesuits run everything, or we will expose you as a coadjutor or something. And I was just like, who the hell's this? I'm like, I'll never interview that person threatening me like that. And they're like, look, Alex Jones is a Jesuit. And it was some black guy named Alex Jones. They were like passing links around. They're like, respond to the fact that you're a Jesuit preacher. And I'm like, no, I'm a Protestant. And that's a black guy named Alex Jones. You people are crazy. oh, you're not going to interview us now as we expose you as a Jesuit. I'm just like, what on earth are you people smoking? And then they're like, what? You're not saying the Catholic Church isn't corrupt? And I'm like, no, more and more is promoting globalism. It's being infiltrated, being taken over, all the pedophiles, the rest of it. I said, I really just want to promote freedom and try to audit the Federal Reserve, get our country back. But, yeah, that isn't enough. We know you're working with them. They, like, glue my head on top of women and say, Alex Jones is a tranny. Here's the proof. I mean, just blasphemous. False witness stuff. But I got to be honest. You know, the Catholics run it all, crowd. They don't have anything on the anti-Jew crowd. And it's just a big diversion from everything. It's a total diversion. Is there a Jewish mafia at the highest levels of the New World Order? Absolutely. Do the Rothschilds end up taking over Europe and the Napoleonic Wars? They funded both sides? Absolutely. Totally true. There's also all sorts of weird, bizarre eugenics, Germanic death cults at the highest level. It's just bad stuff. It's bad stuff. You can call it whatever name you want, but it's like they got this big magic. Oh, I got on air. Jews, Jews. You won't say Jews. I'm like, did we screen your call? No. Okay. You know. Well, you're one of them. And it's just like, no, I'm legitimate. In that I'm really doing what I think's best and telling the truth here. But they think they get a big score when they make it about race, just like social justice warriors. And I apologize to Josh and Jeff and Chris and Eric. I'm going to get to you and then let our normal host in the fourth hour of this day, David, and I take over. But David, John Harmon wants to pop in, too, up there in Minnesota running the board. But let's get your take on this, a few calls, and I'm going to get Harmon in here, and we're going to punch out.
You know, one of the things I was going to talk about today, Alex, was the talking points that are being done, not only by the Democrats. We've got Hillary Clinton coming out against Donald Trump, saying his foreign policy positions are dangerous. Of course, John Kerry is doing the same thing, say foreign policy is not a business deal, okay? There's also another fellow skull and bones man who is now running for high office, and that's William Weld, who got the VP nomination with the Libertarian Party. And as we look at these people, John Kerry, William Weld, Hillary Clinton, they're globalists. They're not Jews, okay? When you look at William Weld, he is part of the Harvard royalty. His ancestor was one of the first graduating class of 1650. He's had 18 generations of Harvard men. Two buildings are named after him, okay? Those people, however, are coming after our freedoms. He's out saying he sees absolutely nothing criminal in Hillary Clinton's emails. This is the New York Times article. And even the New York Times says his comments could inflame criticism that William Weld is a de facto stalking horse for Clinton in order to win the nomination. That's what we're seeing, Alex. We're seeing that if we look at what he's been saying about NAFTA, about what they've been saying about, he was actually...
Yeah, the headline is globalist takeover of the Libertarian Party. It's happened.
Yes, and that's the whole thing. We've had...
And by the way, Gary Johnson showing himself as a total sleeper cell operative.
Yes, at the top of the Republican and the Democrat parties, we've mentioned so many times, it is a single party. And they are working towards globalism. They have a common goal. If you look at the elitists in the Republican Party that hate Donald Trump so much, why is it? It's because it's nationalism versus globalism. And now we see these globalists have now taken over and assimilated into the Borg, the Libertarian Party. That's why I'm so concerned about that. It used to be a party that stood for individual liberty. Now it stands for globalism. Actually, coming out and saying there's absolutely nothing criminal in Hillary Clinton's email use. Really? Seriously? I mean, can anybody truly believe that? I mean, Camille Paglia doesn't believe it. Nobody who looks at this, even if they have a different political view than we do, even Democrats don't believe that Hillary Clinton's emails are legitimate.
Oh, yeah. The libertarians always get ignored. They've done a great job overall. Yeah. I've been one in intellectual alliance, not in the party itself, in its whole apparatus. And now that the system might want to use them as a spoiler, they're like, oh, be part of us. Join us. Oh, please let us be part of the establishment.
Yeah.
While the establishment sinks into obscurity and begins its decadent implosion. Now, bringing John Harmon in, you're absolutely right. You talk about a Harvard mafia.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabian mafia. Chinese mafia. There's all these big special interests, all of them. I don't want special interests running my life. And almost all these special interests work together to have tyrannical control because they want a centralized system of levers they control to get more power. That's why they all behave the same. I don't care if it's Chinese or Jewish or Saudi Arabian. I abhor all of these lobbies that are centralizing control. These are just corrupt interests from all these different countries and groups. And that's how they control us, is in divide and conquer, always saying it's one group or the other is the problem. If you just got rid of this group, that'd fix everything, instead of having a moral, informed, involved populist that is allowed to engage in free association. Then the best music, the best art, the best science, the best culture, whether it's Jimi Hendrix or whether it's Ludwig von Beethoven, will rise to the top. Whether it's a deaf German man or a young black man who was in Vietnam, their art will rise to the top because the human spirit resonates with it. And political correctness is, whether it's Nazi or whether it's social justice warrior, is about orthodoxy under one stricture code of thought. And if you just eradicate some group racially, then you'll have total power and total control in this great, wonderful heaven. Now, I want to go to Josh and Eric and Jeff and Chris, but and then hand the baton briefly to finish up the broadcast today. But Nye's making great points here today in overdrive here in the fourth hour. Let's now go to John Harmon, who I rarely hear jump in. I mean, I mean, once a year, I tell him, come on, my good friend of 15 years, John Harmon up there. John, you wanted to pop in about this guy.
Absolutely. I was just chopping at the bit because a lot of these callers that call in and they're, quote, you know, haters, disagree with you. He called in, said he disagreed with everything, didn't make one point about actually disagreeing with a specific topic. They always do that. They always make it about you and that you're owned and bought and paid for, that you are bad for making money. They don't know the difference between network, local ads, and, you know, national ads. It's just, you know, we gave him plenty of time. He didn't say anything. And he didn't actually make one point. He just attacked your guests. He attacked you, and you can.
And then he
tell.
Said he didn't attack. Then he said he didn't attack Nichols.
Yeah, and then he claimed he didn't do that. But you can always tell. There's a tell with these guys is because they always attack the messenger. They never attack the information. I mean, bottom line, he could sit on air for a whole hour. He would just sit and rant.
And really, it's all about how. In his mother's basement, he's a bigger man than me.
Exactly. And he's like, hey, guys, can you believe this guy? Can you believe this guy? As if he's talking to a crowd of people. Because he's applying to those, that small crowd out there.
Yeah, he wants to go over to some website and have them go, look at Bobby or whatever his name is. He did a really good job.
Yep, he really
my education on the Ku Klux Klan was just another gang. Just a group of thugs come up and threaten you and... They can't believe when you say, all right, let's go right now. Same thing when black racist gangs, you know, would start a fight with me. I was like, boy, this, you know, want me to be your huckleberry? I'm ready. I can't handle it. I freak out. I panic forward and attack you like an insane creature. When I'm surrounded by overwhelming odds, I go nuts. And these people just don't get it. I'm not here to be bullied by you anymore. It's over. Whether you're a black group or a KKK, go to hell. I'm done. Period.
And just like
you don't intimidate me. Hillary does it. None of them do. I don't care what you do to me. I can't help it. I'm coming for you. Period.
And just like David was saying, he's known you for, I think he said 4 years. I've known you for about 15 years. You're totally independent. You know, I've never seen you take money from some shady outfit or anything. I mean,
you've heard Rothkopf totally, of the Kissinger Group offer me to go to D.C.
Trying to recruit you. And you just, nope. You're your own man. You're just a guy on the radio trying to figure it out just like everyone else. So everyone calling in and saying...
Well, God bless you, John, for that. But the point is so are you and so are most people. They're good people. We just never get in a position. But the Internet's allowed normal people to get a position. There's lots of people like me or you or David Knight. David Knight, you know, has been watching the show for a decade. He's been here for 4 years. He didn't even win the contest. But when he did reporter hiring, he you know, he's done a great job. He's here. Moved his family here. I'm so honored by it. But... Again, exactly. Change the subject away from the topics. Hey, they're trying to start an Internet ID and tax the Internet, restrict speech. Here's the document. Let's stop it. Shut up. You're working for the Jews. And I'm just like, okay, let's just say I work for them so you can feel official and powerful. Can we move on and defend free speech now? Thank you, John Harmon, for your great points. Let's go back to David Knight, and then I'm going to go to these calls. David?
Yeah, Alex, that's a hallmark of the federal trolls, you know, when they come in and they make it about silly side issues like that. he really doesn't have anything to say. And as I pointed out, I grew up in the South. I've seen that kind of nonsense before, and I just don't even want to talk about that. There's so much that we need to talk about.
You grew up in the South. Okay. Did you ever have the Klan come up because you were at a dance with a good-looking girl or something to get in your face?
No, they never bothered me, but I've seen the way they operate, and I don't have any patience for it, and I don't even want to talk about it. And, of course, he starts out by saying, well, I know you're going to attack me ad hominem, and mentions that several times, and all he does is an ad hominem attack on you. He doesn't talk about any issues. We can talk about issues. I've been talking about issues with the Libertarian Party. He talked about how, you know, we've been libertarian. We agree with liberty. We want to hold that up as the most important thing that is out there. I actually worked in the Libertarian Party. I hate to see things that I work toward being taken over by the globalist establishment. And that's what's going on here. We had Gary Johnson say, hey, I want Weld because he's connected. You're darn right he's connected. He's connected to the globalists, to the Northeast establishment globalists. And we got a lot of evidence about this.
Well, I'll say this. I've had Johnson in studio. I've interviewed for many years. And he creeps me out bad. He's very robotic, very chameleon. I don't ever want Gary Johnson back on again, quite frankly, because I don't want to just get somebody on because, oh, it's a news making. I don't want to be around it.
Well, the problem I had with him when he was running 4 years ago was the issues that he chose. He chose to put at the forefront of his campaign abortion and gay marriage. Now, those are not issues that all libertarians agree upon. Okay, a lot of there's still a lot of disagreement.
It's a football issue. It's a state issue.
Exactly. And he made those, when you say marriage, a libertarian position is the government shouldn't be involved in marriage, not promoting or pushing anything. But now he's gone even farther, saying that you ought to be able to put small business bakers out of business so they don't bake the cake for your gay wedding. And then in the debate, they put it a different way. They said, should Nazis be able to force Jewish bakers to make a Nazi cake? Why, certainly. He has no respect for private property. He has no understanding of where you draw the line when rights collide, and he wants to use government as a coercive nature. Okay,
absolutely. This is breaking, David. And again, this is going to happen as he dominates and they're forced to do it. But Paul Ryan says he's voting for Donald Trump. Donald Trump looks like an evil toad in that photo. I don't mean that meanly. I look like a toad, too, but man, he looks like a toad. But I'm going to be watching Trump, and if he starts going sideways, folks, I'm going to, you know, expose it, but I want to be politically there in the center covering it, not part of the system, but in the center of it, so I can surveil it all and really be able to credibly cover what's happening and unfolding with Trump. But my gut tells me Trump is overall good and a nationalist, even though he can go in the white horse direction, you know, of a little bit of a Napoleonic issue. I don't mean because he's short. He's not short. But, you know, he's got some problems. But
yeah,
he scares them in the calculus,
yeah,
because he is a nationalist and he doesn't want to wreck the country. I mean, he just isn't out
promoted,
to get us.
He's promoted some authoritarian ideas, that's for sure. But I believe this is about the issue of nationalism versus globalism, because if you lose the nationalism, you lose your Bill of Rights, you lose your
Constitution, your command base, you lose your country, yeah, you're screwed, because you know the globalists. It's like a spaceship.
And the founders of this country and libertarians have always understood that the antithesis to individual liberty is state control, and it's harder to control it as it gets farther and larger.
Exactly. Our whole Declaration of Independence is about that.
Exactly.
Let's go to Josh in Texas. Josh, I'm here with David Knight. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Knight, pleasure to be on air with y'all. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just to touch base real quick on the last caller, I mean, people who, you know, try and criticize y'all for selling products and stuff, I mean, how are you supposed to fund, you know, a huge operation like that? Are you supposed to sell dinner plates? I mean, give me a break.
Well, the Nazis were national socialists. So
yeah, I mean, right, yeah. I think y'all do a great job. I really appreciate it. I know a lot of others.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I started out 21 years ago as an Access TV host, and then I have sat there and just slowly funded and ratcheted up our resistance. And notice, for the bang for the buck, we just now have stratospheric success. And so I have a responsibility. I don't want to grow this place, but I've got to. I've got to do the full resistance, or my bones won't let me do it. I mean, do people get that? I cannot back down. I just, my gut, my heart, my spirit says, you will take on the New World Order. You will interview the guests that are dangerous. You will go out in public with no security. You will be aggressive. You will do this. And so I'm doing it. But, again, we've changed the subject, not to internet censorship you're calling in about, but to Alex Jones. Okay, Alex Jones goes to Timbuktu tomorrow, okay? Or I, you know, die in a freak ballooning accident or whatever, randomly, hypothetically. Whatever. A meteorite hits me. What about the internet censorship? What about them coming after us? Go ahead, Josh.
Okay, so I just want to share a story with the audience, you know, a story that I just got from my buddy on Tuesday a couple of days ago. And, you know, I was completely unaware this kind of stuff was going on. I'm assuming a lot of the audience is as well. I'll just jump right in. My buddy told me that, you know, he'd spent all day on the phone with his cable provider. Basically, what he did was he downloaded a torrent file, and the cable, probably the production companies, you know, like Sony, all these, you know, big production companies, you know, they tracked his IP address down to where he lives. He got an email from AT&T saying that his, you know, service was cut off. They apparently had sent the email to an email address that wasn't associated with the account, so he had no idea his internet was just cut off.
Sure. Let's go further. They're now making multinational agreements. This is all admitted. Remember, John McCain wanted to be able to blow your computer up by remote, fry it, about 10 years ago. And, yeah, that's what this whole TPP that we couldn't see does. So now it's censorship, it's control. You can argue piracy's wrong. I tend to think, you know, at certain levels it's out of control. But, hey, whatever. Now they're remotely watching you. No judge, no jury. They're turning your service off. Lawyers sometimes send us letters and say, your IP downloaded this. And it turns out, you know, we didn't. I tell the lawyer go to hell when they ask for $10,000. But, yes, this is part. I'm going to skip this break. This is so important. This is exactly what we're talking about, David, that this is here. They're launching the takeover of the Internet now. Whatever arguments they have, side issue. The globalists are launching the end of free speech now, and that tells me they're getting ready to drop the hammer on a bunch of other issues, David.
Yeah, Alex, you know, we can see this coming. Yesterday I was talking about how the laws, there was this expose, an article on Drudge, talking about how Congress is passing secret laws. Well, we've talked for the longest time how we've got the Star Chamber Court and the FISA Court that does these dragnet surveillance orders, also says that they're secretly amending the Constitution. We find out then that the Congress is writing secret laws that we can't even see. And then we have now the UN is going to be directly setting laws. We've had the UN agendas like UN Agenda 21, which they've now renamed as the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Okay, Agenda 21 is easier to say. We still talk about it that way. The war on drugs was a UN agenda. Back in 1961, they created the four schedules and put all the drugs into those four schedules 10 years before Richard Nixon copied that agenda verbatim from the UN and said, this is our war on drugs. He didn't invent that. That was a UN agenda. But now in Europe, they are putting in UN laws, and you've got British newspapers saying, finally, we're going to have self-driving cars because the UN has got a bunch of new laws. They're going to directly enact these laws.
Absolutely. They're putting laws in place to make you have robot drivers, to make you have smart meters. And then the corporations get the money from it. That's how the market works now. We've got to educate the public. Josh, so again, have your friend send us a copy of it. We'll black out his name if you want. We'll do a report on that. But, yes, I'm aware of that going on. Go ahead.
Also, you know, I'm not condoning or supporting torrent downloading. You know, that's a whole debate in itself. I'm not getting into that.
Well, the point is they want to shut it all down and surveil it without warrants to shut our legal and lawful stuff down that's on those as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just feel like this is, you know, the slow incremental rollout of, you know, the censorship, the policing of the Internet. And to basically what they did was, they gave him a packet. First of all, the Internet shut off. They tell him that he has to take a test, and he has to, you know, they give him, like, a packet of 20 to 30 pages material, and they give him, like, a 20-40 question test, and they give you the test, and you have to take that test before you can get your service turned back on. Now, through your contract, you still have to pay your service every month, you know, everything. I mean, there's no judge, there's no jury. You know, you have to take this test. He actually said that he didn't pass it, that he got, you know, a 40 out of 100 on it. And, you know, still, so apparently, you know, he said he doesn't think that it matters, the score you get. But, you know, it's just the slow.
Well, that's what they're announcing in China and Europe is an Internet and basically cyber score index. No one's debating it. No one's discussing it. It's been planned. It's being rolled out.
And, Alex, it's part of the trade partnerships that they're putting in, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific, also the Transatlantic Partnership. A key part of that is control of the Internet. And just this last week, we had Obama in Vietnam with two young Hispanic legislators from Texas, one of them, one of the Castro twins. And you know all about the Castro twins. This was the congressman who supported the Trade Promotion Authority, the TPA, to speed these agreements through Congress. And, of course, the other twin brother has been promoted as Hillary Clinton's vice presidential pick. He's the guy who's currently Secretary of HUD in the feds. But these two guys, you want to talk about mafia, you want to talk about racism, these two guys are the spawn of an Hispanic activist who was one of the founders of La Raza. This is
And again, to the Klan, they sound good to themselves.
Yeah.
And to La Raza and Mecha, they sound reasonable, but it's the exact same stuff, just different group of people. Let's go ahead. Thank you, Josh. What do we call this just for YouTube, this little last 10 minutes with them? Because I know this is going on. It's been in the news. What do we say? AT&T spying on customers' downloads? I mean, that's what's going on. Shutting off their service? Boom. Let's talk to John in Colorado. Saw this jet crash. And a fighter pilot testing thing, and he didn't get killed, and that's good news. And we'll go to him if we have time, but this has been holding the longest. Chris in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alice, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm sorry I had to hold so long. Your phone's hissing. Go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. The caller who said you were a Zionist is playing that bullshit. He's probably just jealous of you. But on my question, and it's a statement before a question. I got a couple of questions, but let me get started.
Sure, but haters gonna hate. Yeah.
Sir?
No, haters gonna hate. That's what the guy's doing. Go ahead.
Yes. It said that the UN and our military will take guns this year through martial law because the Constitution would be suspended under martial law. So my question to you is, do you think we the people will win, or do you think the New World Order will rise and we will be defeated? That's my first
question. Well, I'm gonna jump off. Your phone's breaking up, but it's an excellent question. It doesn't matter if they claim they have it on paper that they can barbecue kids on the White House lawn, hypothetically. Just because they say it's martial law, military take the guns, the military is not going to follow that order. So I think there's some missing links here in the globalist equation. David Knight?
Yeah, Alex, I don't know exactly how this is going to shake out. I find it very disturbing, this article that came out of the Philippines, where you've got the new president there saying he's okay with killing journalists because, you know, if you're an SOB, he can kill you. And it's one of the most dangerous places for journalists to be. But we ought to understand that, you know, remember that movie that we went to see, The Act of Killing, where they were talking about what happened in Malaysia. We haven't heard too much about that.
I got physically sick after I watched that.
Yes, and for the people who haven't seen that, these are a bunch of people who, and this was Obama's father was part of this administration in Malaysia. They were being, they were partnering with the CIA. We haven't heard about that story in Indonesia because these people are allies of the American government. So they haven't really talked about that in America. But you had these guys who had executed so many people and were bragging about how they would do these mass executions of people. And when I saw this guy in the Philippines, this new president, talking about how he would kill journalists if he didn't like them, and he's attacked bishops, called them sons of whores, so forth and so on. This guy, when I saw that, Alex, it reminded me of that movie. That's what I thought of. And that's, we are so close to that because we've got a president who grew up in Indonesia where they were doing that, where they grew up in that culture.
Oh,
that
you're right. Folks have no idea how much trouble we're in. You know, I really hogged the airwaves today. I apologize to all these other callers, Eric and Jeff and Garrett and John. If you call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I promise I'll go to your calls in 5-10 minutes. In fact, everybody on hold, if you want to give us your name and address and the size, I'm going to send you a Hillary for President t-shirt, absolutely free, limited edition from InfoWarsStore.com. So please, y'all know that's more work for you guys, but get their names and addresses and their sizes. They can either have a Hillary for President or a Come and Take It shirt. And I didn't plug, and I skipped two breaks this hour, and like five or six today. It's got to stop. Aaron's saying, I need money to fund the operation, but don't skip the breaks because I get so excited, so passionate. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Alexa Pure Breeze air filter that's amazing. The Alexa Pure and Pro Pure water filters are excellent. We have Lung Cleanse, 20% off, limited time only. That's been going all day. That's only for a few days. I should have plugged that. Lung Cleanse is amazing. Experience that if you have allergies or other issues. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And your purchase of these products is essential. Sign up for auto shipping at 10% off and get 50 free shipping on orders of $50 or more. So many specials. Check them all out. Sign up for the free newsletter so we can stay in contact. Infowars.com/newsletter. David, thanks for letting me hijack the fourth hour, buddy.
No problem, Alex.
All right, nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And Paul Watson's doing a special Reddit deal. Infowars.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.